Hello, this is Matt Crossman, and this is another edition of the TX Delay 2008 podcast. Wanted to take a minute or two to talk about some of the themes that we've noticed that have already started arising at the conference. One of those themes, of course, being technical glitches. We seem to have a few of those, and of course, that always happens at technical conferences everywhere. And of course, also the blog has also not been immune to these glitches. It seems like if you logged on today between about 11 or 12 until about 1 o'clock, it seemed like you just got what looked like an explosion of posts on the front page there. That's fixed, and we have that under control now. I think what happened was that Harriet wanted to blog the morning keynote this morning, and she couldn't get access to the Internet, so she blogged it all into Microsoft Word and then copied and pasted it into WordPress, and WordPress didn't like all those funky little codes that Microsoft, those tags that Microsoft adds to stuff. We've got that fixed, and it should be looking better now. But the main real theme that's been emerging that I wanted to talk about was one that was covered very well this morning by the first keynote. That's, of course, the concepts of social networking, interacting on a global scale, getting to get a voice and hearing the voice of those that have a different opinion than those. I was really glad to hear the keynote touch on those subjects, and I've seen that there's other sessions that touch on that also throughout the afternoon. It looks like at 4:15 today, the University of Texas at Brownsville folks are going to do a really interesting one that kind of goes along those themes too. It's good to start hearing those talked about in a more positive light in education circles. There seem to be some corners of the academic world that are so, I don't know what word to use here, so focused on what's wrong with Wikipedia and Facebook and MySpace that they kind of miss the overall picture that these sites bring to us. And that's of getting our students out of the classroom, getting them socially connect with each other and with other people out there in the wider world. And so I was also glad to look around during that session and see people's heads nodding, people seeing people in agreement, and seeing people that seem to be very in agreement with that, probably even thought about it, probably have already even done some stuff with it, even if you might not have used the specific tools that he had up there. I kept on wanting to shout out Zoho every time he brought up Google, but that's another point. So that's what one of the reasons we have the microblog. So when you get an internet connection, feel free to share your little stories on there, or post comments on the blog. But like I said, I'm really glad that those concepts are being explored, and that we have a very receptive audience for that here at TXDLA, especially because those are some concepts that I put into my session. And I'm glad that I could just kind of skim over those because I had too much about that in there, but I was kind of afraid I was going to have to explain it or justify it or, have to convince people that, that students need to be social networking, that students need to be participating in a global audience. But luckily, I didn't have to worry about that. So it'll be interesting to see what other themes come up. And then, of course, as we come to the end of the conference, it'll be also interesting to see what the overall themes that were kind of running throughout the different sessions were. So please love the different comments that have been going on to the Twitter board. So just keep those coming. Keep signing up. I'm trying to get everyone approved and in there as much as possible. If you didn't quite understand it at first, go ahead and log on again and see if it makes sense now. And see if I finally got you in there and it's working for you now. Until next time, until next podcast.